Hey, thanks for joining us with As You Wish Talk Radio this week, live from eCity. Well, not live, but filmed from eCity. James is gone this week on the UFO cruise, so we thought we'd do a special crew edition of the show this week. We're all going to share some campfire stories and show you a little bit what's going on and how we're cleaning up the ranch, getting ready for winter. We had an amazing year this year. We had the conference, we had multiple remote viewing workshops, two really successful ambassador trainings or self-mastery courses by James. It was a really busy year. We had a lot go on and a lot of great things come this year. We're excited for a lot more growth, and we're going to need a whole bunch more volunteers next year to make things really shine around here. Yeah. So one of my favorite memories of the ranch this year was definitely the conference. We had an amazing turnout for our speakers. My favorite was probably Dr. Michal Ledwith.
If we ponder back to the circumstances in which our race began, we really need to be realistic and try and discover what happened that we don't have abilities like Sai Baba, and like Babaji, and like the remote viewers, etc., and all the other wonderful abilities that we regard as the paranormal. One of the worst and misleading descriptions known to humanity. These are not paranormal. They are what the normal should be.
It was just wonderful to have so many people here at the ranch sharing, you know, like-minded stories and being, open with each other, having a place to really call home for this kind of event. It's really special for me because my family got to come out, and my parents shared some special moments here with everyone at the ranch.
Oh, your folks helped me out. They worked the gate for half a day down there.
Yeah?
That was great.
We had Jordan Sather, Edge of Wonder Guys, and Corey Good here with us. It was a wonderful, wonderful year.
I thought it was.
And imagine a beautiful golden cord that goes from your heart deep into the planet.
You have permission to grant yourself debt forgiveness.
And abundance was the name of the game.
And it's not going to be manipulated by any type of central bank.
The big picture is Kuan Yin and other masters are appearing to the elders.
Trend 4. There are ships gathering.
Like, okay, are we safe, you know?
But the ETs came here and they're working with that divine being, and it's all harmonious.
So watch it, these come right down. They're going right down into the volcano. And then all of a sudden the volcano just settles down.
And we have to sort of wrap our heads around that.
Okay, pure light beings. And so much love came off them that I'd say a little bit more might have burned up my body.
Huge, giant light just lit up on the mountain, and it stayed lit for a while, and it was moving.
So I'd see like a portal open up, like a white light. It just looks like the fabric of space would be ripped up and this blue orb would come through.
Okay, so those are all key concepts.
But after the solar event, all of our cosmic cousins from the local 52 star clusters are going to descend, you know, like, you know, the cosmic Peace Corps, you know, and they're going to come down and render aid.
I remember it being cold in May. I remember there being tons of snow on the mountain. I remember us really pumped coming together in the spring to get things going. Ha! Ha! Plenty of you going, move.
Here, scoot this way.
Come on over.
Yeah, no, it was a non-stop season. We'd end a sky watch, we'd have some workshop, then we had the conference, which is what we were kind of building up for, May and June, and we had 350 people here, and it didn't seem that crowded at all, which was pretty interesting. And I heard a lot of comments from guests that they were amazed at how great he said he looked and how smooth it ran, and they were here for that big of an event. And we got fortunate because it was only in the mid 70s that whole week. Because I've been here before when it's been 90s. And it gets a little toasty in the old Kazikio. But we had plans for that. We had overflow outside. And I mean, it was just mainly also we thought it was probably from most of the guests. The guests were just really in tune and really like, you know, bottom line, well behaved, and they just didn't have a lot of issues about anything. And but it just didn't seem like it was that crowded.
In clarions, we do clarions, and we're talking to the higher dimensional beings. And I kept asking them, when is this all going to stop? You know, when is this nonsense going to stop? When are these guys going to be held accountable? I go, this is nuts. It's crazy. And they kept saying Q. And they would spell out Q. And we're going, so are you talking about Kuan Yin? Are you talking about Q, that omnipresent guy on Star Trek, you know? Or, you know, what are you talking about? And they never told me. And then I'd ask them again. They'd say Q, you know? So this is way before it became public. And so I never did understand what they were talking about at the time. And the Pleiadians kept talking about there is a plan, it's unfolding, and they would just say Q, and I go, okay, yeah, okay, whatever. So I let it go, and then all of a sudden this phenomenon came out. This QAnon phenomenon came out, and I started watching it, and the more I watched it, the more I listened to it, the more I saw it was very accurate, and we'd tip and ask the masters what was going on with this. Is this accurate? Is this accurate? And they said yes.
What surprised us a little bit was Labor Day weekend, a Skywatch weekend. We had like a mini conference. It was like 150 people coming on the weekend.
Yeah, that was a big weekend.
But, you know, we'd been through the Ring of Fire already with the conference, so that little Skywatch, not so little, went off pretty much without a hitch. And, you know, we always had challenges here and there, but nothing too major.
Got to meet a lot of great people.
Oh my gosh, the people I've met and become friends with, and got to learn. I learned so much from our guests. I mean, from all over the world, Italy, Greece, Spain, South America, Australia, England.
Bali,
everywhere.
Man, fine.
Japan, of course, has, Jay said they've been here a couple, two, three times.
Three times now?
Yeah. They come out, they're all excited. And
yeah, we had some Japanese guests last weekend, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
5,000 miles.
They weren't disappointed. They're out here 3:30 in the morning.
They had a lot of fun, too.
Yeah, they were having fun.
Yeah. I mean, just as crew. I mean, it's a lot of work, but it's really enjoyable. Mm-hmm. We get fed really well. We get eat really healthy, and we laugh a lot. Work hard, people have ideas. It seems most of those ideas come to fruition. I'm making something better for the guests' experience.
Yeah,
it's really interesting how the year's gone and progressed and morphed into so much more than I expected when I first started out here in April.
We had a lot of new stuff, or a lot of upgrades this year. We got new cabins this year.
Oh yeah.
It was a big group effort building those, and Joyce topping it off, putting some nice homely touches on the inside.
Homely.
Homey.
Homey.
Homey. Homey. Homey. Homey touches. Yeah. You guys had fun decorating those, right?
Oh yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. Each one becomes unique, and the energy of each one is by itself. Very sweet. They can accommodate, two of them can accommodate five people, and one actually could sleep six.
Awesome.
The cabins. The cabins were quite the project.
They were quite the project for a while.
You just tell me when you're ready.
Whenever you're ready.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Ready?
Yeah.
Okay, this song is called Wrinkle in Time. My name is Cassandra Robertson. This was written about 15 years ago. It's perfect for Isetti Ranch.
Thank you.
flying by, paranormal surprise. And I wanna see it with my own eyes. Fairy gnomes, spirit guides and ghosts, unicorns, auras, aliens and light orbs, parallel realities, past lives, spiral time, the Ark, God Atlantis, pyramids, the spirit of the trees, my animal guides, space ripped open wide, levitation, black holes, a wrinkle in time. But of course, only if you want to, so that we can verify. We will certainly need two pairs of eyes, yes. So come over to my house, let's play cat and mouse, and let's find these things that I only seem to read about. Fairy gnomes, spirit guides, and ghosts, unicorns, auras, aliens, and light orbs, parallel realities, past lives, spiral time, the Ark, God Atlantis, pyramids, the spirit of the trees, my animal guides, space ripped open wide, levitation, black holes, a wrinkle in time. Believe it, then I will see it, or once I see it, then I can believe it. Is it once I believe it, then I will see it, or once I see it, then I can believe it. Oh, I wanna see something in the sky. I wanna see something unusual go flying by. Paranormal surprise. I wanna see it with my own eyes.
Hey, come on.
That looked cool.
My phone's on. Oh, 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 it's magic. You know, never believe it's not so.
Off key, at least for me. Jump off the bridge into the river a few times.
That's always fun. Water's a little bit cold, but it's always a fun trip to cool off in the middle of the hot day.
Watch how fast it gets out.
Wow.
Woo!
That's the signature sound.
Oh, that was a pretty good one.
Yeah.
Ah. Woo! Woo! Yeah! That was sweet.
Looked like a caveman, dude.
Straight
out. Woo! We did lots of stuff. A lot of people just went for walks. We'd go down to the river anytime. We'd go swimming in the river. The pond turned out to be a huge blessing. That was a little bit warmer than the river by about 10 degrees typically, and it's so clean. But I mean, people went ice caves, cheese caves, went on the mountain, went on Sleeping Beauty over here, went on that hike.
Sleeping Beauty is a really nice spot.
Yeah,
really great hike.
What else? Went up for dinners a couple times for pizza and some Mexican food one couple times, and then a bunch of us went after the conference in July. I went whitewater rafting on the White Salmon River over here, and we had perfect conditions. It wasn't real hot or sunny, but the guide said the level of the water was just the best it had been. that part of the season.
Nice.
And that's a blast. Those guys do it right over there on that stretch. And now we get to have fires again. We've been on a fire ban since July through September 30th. Oh, you guys, what did you guys do there?
Went to the Yakima Reservation. They had a section of land they called, it's like the Track D area. It's been closed for the last 4 years because of the wildfire that came through. They opened it up for one day this year, just for 12 hours. So we had a group of six of us, at least. Yeah, that went over there. We're exploring on that east side of the mountain. Definitely a really cool view and a different, different look at the mountain from that side.
That's him.
Oh, keep going.
You go.
Oh, that, come on.
I love your sap.
You do? Did you see Sam's?
No.
He's got twigs in his. Whoa. That's a view right there.
You could ask them if they're gonna open it anymore.
They're gonna open it next year.
Speaking of views of the mountain, Sam and I would always, like, we go to Trout Lake, just around the corner over here, and you see the mountain from a different angle when you go to Trout Lake, and you go, wow, it's so close, and we couldn't figure this out for months, and then we come back here, and you look through the vortex here on the land, we're thinking it's dimensional, but then he looked on the satellite shot of the mountain, and we're kind of looking at the narrow part as it goes away from us.
Gotcha.
As whereas you get over to Trout Lake, you see the broad side, so to speak, okay. You know, with the run up of the trees, so it makes it kind of come up in your face more. It seems more close, but it was always confoundiness, if that's a word.
Always
it
made
now.
It is now. Yeah,
it is now.
Went mushroom hunting.
Went mushroom hunting. We were pretty successful with that. Got a lot of chanterelle mushrooms and chanterelle. Is that how you say it?
I call it
Chantilly.
Chantilly. And ultimately, you kind of almost don't have to go anywhere. If you just sit here, go to Lemurian Mound, out the Palladians, Galactic Wheel, do an intention walk, go over by the pond, or chill out in your tent out back at night, that's when it gets interesting. The back 40. Red, yellow bars and orbs and interesting stuff goes on back there.
Everything's showing up, huh? You see Jake walking out of portals, the cat.
The cat, yeah. It was nuts. You know, we lost one this year, Anastasia.
Yeah.
But, you know, some of the things we've been doing up here helped extend her quality those last few weeks and month or so.
Mm-hmm.
The plasma tech stuff and Keshi stuff, which has been a blessing.
Yeah, she went from, you know, not moving around at all to running up trees like a kitty again, and enjoyed the last couple months here.
She was like, what, 19 years old or something?
She had to be.
She was old. It reminds me of Jadar, the dog that had been around since the turn of the century or something. They last long up here. They like it.
Yeah. Land definitely helps them out.
What else did we do?
Saw orbs.
Always seeing orbs, right?
Yeah. Oh, and had recordings of lion beings.
Yeah, you guys got that this last week, huh? Tell us about that.
Yeah, that was amazing. We were out here, there's three of us, and we were praying, and then we were giggling, and then we'd pray, and then we'd laugh a lot, and we got a lot of good pictures and of orbs, and then when we went back in later on, we're listening to each of our cameras, and Benita had on hers. Most of the video you would hear us really loudly giggling and laughing, and we're like, we're gonna wake up James, you know. And then there's two. One I had on mine, where you just hear a mechanical sound, and then like beautiful orb, and then on hers it was like, and then lion, like a
huge lion roar and then a roar, you know, like a big cat. And it just reverberates when you hear that. It was like, oh my gosh.
That was crazy. That was crazy listening to that. That is a lion. That's not Sasquatch imitating it. It's like you could feel it.
Yeah.
The full auditory, what's that called? What's the word I'm looking for?
Experience?
Yeah, a full auditory experience of them manifesting.
Yeah.
It's pretty crazy.
Like when I go out with my cameras sometime, it's like I'll feel it, but then I pull out my cameras and they don't work. Mm-hmm. And I was like, what?
Your phone dies.
Yeah, you hear like when we were hiking.
Yeah, I had that when we were hiking, yeah. So when we were in the Indian reservation, I stopped to take a video of just a really cool tree that was burnt out from the center. So kind of all the bark around it formed this really cool kind of spiral shape going up. But as we were walking, it was me and my girlfriend, we were coming down a little later than everyone else. We heard a couple footsteps or something behind us. And I stopped to take a video of that tree and took one picture. And then as soon as I hit record, my phone shut itself off. And I had 40, 50% battery life. You know, phone wouldn't turn back on. So I kind of didn't think anything of it, put it back in my pocket and then took it back out when we were at the car. And tried to turn it back on, and it was back on at 30% again. But it just, you know, it shut off, couldn't turn it back on, and something didn't want me taking a video of that tree or whatever was behind us.
Yeah, it happened to me last night where it was like I just woke up and I was just 1 o'clock, I'm awake, and I'm looking out the window and I'm like, okay, is that something by that tree or not? Or is that what's by that tree? And then I get this, come outside, come outside. So I grab my night vision camera and I grab my phone and I come outside and I go out to the Skywatch area and I hear that woo 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 again and I'm like, oh, pulling out my cameras and stuff and I get my psionics on and it's like air message. And I was like, okay, great. Get on my other phone and it was like, oh, must delete pictures before the camera will come on. So I just sat there for an hour, but then when I went back to my room, they both worked.
Oh,
so,
man.
Whoa. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
It's a common experience.
You're playing with us.
Well, it's just been an awesome year for manifestations and other things in general. We've had so many interactions this year. Peter got those amazing pictures in the bridge house. We had Kuan Yin and a couple other beings kind of fully manifest for him. You know, we have these sounds now. We're always getting pictures of the orbs. There's always ships flying over.
We had, early, when Peter was here, we had that purple mist that was an apparition.
Perfect on camera.
Beautiful.
This is, yeah. Jeez, you can see it. So that's the craft in front of us right now. Fuck, I've got to sit back on it. Can you see that, Levi?
Yeah, I see
it.
Babe, go and knock on James's door. I don't know how long this is going to last.
Probably like a few seconds.
It's starting to go, doll. It's gone. It's gone. Oh, wait, it's here still. I've still got it. Yeah, yep.
Yo.
It's almost gone in infrared. It's still there slightly.
Yeah. And our cook was down by the river, Rick, and he was having an experience at the same time.
Yep.
With
his Bacall story,
with
right?
Bacall, the lion being. I'm getting smoked.
And the remote viewing to confirm.
And they remote viewed it, yeah.
Yeah.
And it kind of came out that he actually got taken up on a ship. And that's what that was in the field.
Mm-hmm.
The ship.
Yeah, that's a good video. He talks about that with Barry Littleton. Barry's got that posted. We'll post a link down.
Yeah. But I like it because it's like, when there's stuff that happens in the field early in the year, I'd be like over here or something. All of a sudden, like Ken, he's just hauling butt on a bike. He's going out there to see what the heck it is. Or yeah. Like Sam, he's running out there. They're like, you know, checking this stuff out just to see if someone's messing with us.
Mm-hmm.
And it just all, it kind of evaporates and then reappears later. But I love it because people here, for the most part, we're not too afraid because we know we're...
No, you can't be afraid.
We're protected and yeah. We're of high vibration and we're sending love. And that's the biggest thing for me this year was anytime I got challenged or my attitude kind of got a little weak, I just was able to get right back into doing a clearing, healing it, but getting into tuning into the land and just, you know, my purpose is here to give love to the land, support the message, support the beings, support all the nature and all the crew. And it literally took 30 seconds anytime I got into that thought of clearing, grounding, I'm here, you know, loving the land, and mm-hmm. she heals me.
Yeah.
And just lifts that off my shoulders, my burden, and then I'm busy and growing.
Yeah.
So much fun.
Yeah, I think for all of us, that's kind of the most valuable part is, you know, kind of the biggest thing we always hear from guests is thank you. You know, thank you for holding space. Thank you for doing what we do here and, you know, providing, you know, it's more thank you, James. It's just kind of reverberatory, you know, through yeah. us, you know, for holding this space, having this land for everyone to come visit and enjoy.
Have their own individual experiences, as you see.
Exactly.
Says. And you will have your own individual experience. That's,
for sure.
That's a guarantee in so many different ways.
That's a great thing.
Yeah. But now it's kind of getting to the end.
Yep.
Kind of a little chill in the air. The mountain's getting some snow back on her. And we learned the name of the native name. I just learned it this last week.
Native name of Adams?
For Mount Adams.
What's that?
Patu.
Patu?
P-A-H-T-O.
Okay.
Patu. It's the Yakima. Refer to Mount Adams as Patu. But we're getting things geared up, so when we come back, or whoever comes next year, the guests and crew, it's going to be dialed in, all ready for you to rock it out mm-hmm. and make it an even better season next year.
We're getting everything organized, getting everything cleaned up, everything from putting the tents away to raking leaves and stacking firewood. And
a lot of shelf building.
Yeah, we got some awesome shelves going yep. in the basement now. That's great.
There'll be more construction next year.
Mm-hmm.
Building yeah. garden beds.
Yeah, we have lots of garden beds to build. And
this is raspberries. This is a raspberry bed. And these raspberries have been growing here, but they've been crowded. They have been not productive this year, but next year they should be about 7 foot tall and laden with fruit. And that's the first bed of about 100 beds that are being dug in this upper garden. We've got half an acre here that is intended to supply the ranch from next year onwards with an abundance of varied organic produce. That is the intention and vision. And before the snow comes, we are busy digging these beds as abundantly as we can.
Nice. What else do you have plans to plant this year?
There are six raspberry beds, there's a patch of strawberries up there, and the plan is to divide them up and have six strawberry beds, and then there will be seven raspberry beds, creating a soft fruit corner here. These are all very hardy crops that will survive having feet of snow on top of them, They don't mind the winter here. They actually, rhubarb, it prefers it. It comes from Siberia. It likes to have a cold winter. And come the spring, as the snow melts, this will be established. And the idea beyond that is to convert the whole of the area west of here into annual crops, you know, potatoes and beans and corn and zucchini and tomatoes and all that stuff that is grown in one season. So that is what we're working on. It's got a wonderful energy. This land has a very, very good energy. It's never been abused. It's never been industrial land or anything like that. It's got a clean history. It's not a battlefield or anything. It's got a clean energy. And it's far from anything of a disruptive nature. So it's an ideal spot. And the idea is that when visitors are doing the intention walk around the Field of Dreams there, just to the side, they will be able to see the produce being grown here and can maybe be taken on tours of this garden once it's more developed, and they can see where the food is coming from that they're eating here. And for Myra, she is planning to be here next year using these raspberries in the kitchen that she is planting this fall. So she'll be involved at both ends of the process.
Yeah.
Appreciate the food more.
Mm.
Mary, you got echinacea and other stuff. What'd you get?
The echinacea and elderberry. Amazing. Amazing herbs here at the ranch. And James has been a great steward of the land. We have wild oregano as well. So things to keep us healthy and keep us going and support our immune system. It's a beautiful thing. And that's what brought me here, was the working out in nature and being with the plants. So I'm grateful for that. We made elderberry tinctures with echinacea and organic ginger, turmeric, cloves and anise and organic honey as well.
We got elderberries and the echinacea from the land, right?
From the land.
Yeah
from the land. And James said the root was long, that it hasn't been touched for 13 years. He's been a great steward, and they're at risk. So he has quite a bit of echinacea and elderberry here. And he's protecting them and being a good steward.
They're often amazed by how clear the night sky is, and some of them have never seen the Milky Way. They've lived in cities, they've never seen the Milky Way, and they're amazed to actually see it up there. Yeah.
Yeah. The energy.
Mm-hmm.
They love the energy of the land.
They get a lot of, I can't believe how cold it is. And I say, well, you know, this is Washington, it's 2,000 foot up and it's fall, so, you know, it's cold at night. It's not cold, but it's in the 20s now. And people coming up from, you know, Texas and so on, they get a shock.
Wait, what was that?
That's important, yeah.
A lot of the guests say they want to come back and volunteer.
Yeah.
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 After being here.
They ask, how do we get more involved? Pretty much every weekend somebody will ask me, how do I become a volunteer? Yeah, that's important.
So anybody who wants to organic garden,
yeah,
definitely can use more hands. Get in the dirt. Get, not the dirt, the earth. Gaia.
So speaking of, I don't know, just good wits, funny, what are the, what are you guys' funniest things you've heard guests say this year?
Funniest?
Funniest or interesting?
Interesting.
What are some things that guests always say? What's the reoccurring themes?
Like you said, thank you.
Thank you. They get that a lot. Or
I feel like this is home, or I'm leaving home.
Oh, what was it? The most common one towards the end of weekends is, I don't want to go.
Yeah.
I don't want to leave.
Yeah.
We're like, okay, no.
But you got to go.
you got to go, but we never say it. Really.
You've been here too long. No.
But I was that way when I was a guest. I'd come as early as I could. If I was doing energy exchange, I'd come a half a day early to get orientated. Yep. and just stay as long as I could. But a lot of questions were the same, like, you know, what's with that mountain? What is going on with all that light and all that stuff going on up there? It's like, well, tune in.
Yeah.
See what you're getting as far as a message of what's going on.
That the energy is amazing. Everybody has their own personal experience, which is beautiful. And
everybody feels it.
Yeah.
Just a resounding, you know, positive energy.
Yeah.
Feels like home usually. I think my favorite checking in guests, almost every guest, you know, if they haven't been here, is what time does Skywatch start?
Skywatch!
When does Skywatch start? Yeah. When does stuff start happening in the sky? You know, it's like we have the schedule of when the crafts are going to fly over or not. it's always the same response as, you know, I say we like to start at about dark 30. You know, right when sunset is. But no, I always follow it up with, you know, if you set your intention, stuff happens all day long. You know, we have people capture footage in broad daylight, you know, just in slow motion on their camera, or
yeah,
you know.
I think some of my favorite are the kids.
Yeah,
they're just dialed in.
Dialed in. That's the word I was looking for.
Yeah, and happy.
Yeah.
And Sam, you talked to the little one that he saw Yeti, and his parents never talked about Yeti.
Oh yeah, they didn't use that term ever.
Yeah.
Yeah, he said, "I see a Yeti." Yeah. Oh my gosh, that little kid was awesome. And I was over by him out by the outdoor kitchen, and I could see he was big-eyed, and he was kind of like looking around, and I'm like, dude, where's the Yeti? He's like, over there. Like, okay.
No way.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I go, where's Sasquatch? He's like, over there.
Like, right over there.
Yeah. But that's cool.
That's awesome.
It was, I was thinking of something else. The guests always want to say and comment on.
I hit one. I was taking a shower. Two ladies walk in the bathroom. Oh my God, this is like a spa. I hate to judge places by their bathrooms, but I do. They're talking about how clean it was.
Well, that's good. Yeah.
Yeah. Showers, and they were going on, and I was just taking a shower, giggling to myself. Thank you, Joyce and Sarah.
And I laugh at ourselves, the things we're doing, like we're fixing a toilet or something, and the women's in early June or whatever.
Yep.
Me and another guy, Ken, and some woman came in, and I overreacted. I don't know why. I was just like, ma'am! No! It's like, she just wanted to come in. Can I wash my hands? Like, and we just laughed about that all the time.
Ma'am!
It was like, turn that light down.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what you're always saying, is put your flashlight down. Yeah,
point it at the ground.
Point it at the ground.
Light discipline, please.
Why is that, huh?
I was like the light Nazi, but I was a light worker. So I get the path lights charged, and then I was like, okay, I got an inroad to help people with their light, so.
Okay.
Because people have expensive night vision that can fry out their optics.
So that's what it is. We don't want flashlights on Skywatch Field because
night up high. If you point it straight down at the ground, you can see. But you actually don't even need it. You let your eyes adjust. We've got so much ambient path light lighting you can get around. We've got motion sensor lighting going lots of different places by the structures, guest house, and Ezekiel and the paths. But no, just funny stuff like that where you're. Yeah, people like them remind me of that a lot.
Well, you're good at it though. Yeah. You're keeping all the path lights charged so we can get around, and it looks amazing. You know,
what's that one people say? Oh, it looks like a spaceship around here. I was like, really? Oh, okay, cool.
Looks like spaceship.
Like a spaceship. I mean, if you go out on an intention walk and you look back when everything's charged up and all the lights, it's kind of like, I don't know. They say it looks like a spaceship here, like all the lights and. I think it's like a wilderness Vegas.
No,
a wilderness Vegas?
No.
That's not neon.
No.
But we got those spectral.
You're just saying we're resonating so much light.
Yes. From here that, yes. Rainbow yeah. body light.
Yeah. Okay.
We want to make sure the ETs can see us.
Don't need no stinking lights.
We've had some good viewing of ships.
Yeah.
Just as, you know, that's what's fun when it's just the crew and you're out there with James and ships come over.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And especially like early on, I know we had, because it was a little bit warmer in the evenings, and there were several times where there would be like three or four of us only out there, and you know, we'd be talking and laughing, and then you get a ship and you're trying to connect, trying to make sure it's not a satellite or whatever, and then all of a sudden you start getting some responses from the ship, and we start playing with your lasers, or you're joking about, oh, I bet you're not a ship, and if you can follow my laser, and as soon as I put it over there, it lights up right on the edge of my laser. And they were way over here before.
Yeah.
And I put it way over there. And just a lot of that stuff where they're interacting with us.
Yeah. Well, it's funny. I've noticed a lot of the times, too, you know, even if the energy is awesome with whatever group's coming in for the weekend, you know, we have hundreds of ships that show up over the weekend, but then it seems like we have 500 that shows up the day everyone leaves.
Yeah. Or 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, or the skies get a little bit more active, you know, when the energy's brighter and nicer, but it's always interesting that way. You can't predict anything, and it's always a blessing whatever interactions we have.
For sure.
But there's also, you know, a real cadre of people who come here regularly.
Yeah.
And I'm really impressed with that. I mean, that they love the experience and they love the land, but they've been here enough where they're not taken by surprise and they're able to participate on a whole nother level.
Oh, definitely.
And having conversations with a few of those folks has really schooled me about possibility and interactions that they've had or seen. I remember hearing one guy was staying in Eagle's Nest, and he was out on the veranda upstairs, and he saw an orb, but it turned into a fairy, and then flew off.
Yeah, I've heard him, the way I've heard him talk about that experience, it was, you know, almost as if the eldest fairy, or like the wisest fairy, was coming to show him, and then show him the rest of the fairies around the pond that hang out there, as if he was kind of getting an initiation into that whole tribe or something.
And his son was with him, and he was able to share it with his son.
Yeah, him and his son both saw it. And get some more flame going for us.
Flame on. We've been a little bit of pyromaniacs since we've had the band come off. Plus, we have so much, you know, from the trimming and the trees that have fell or we had to take down, or kind of chomping at the bit.
Well, it takes a lot of wood to keep this place warm for the winter.
We've
got a lot stored away this year. Got new stoves this year.
Yeah.
A new stove coming into the main house, and moved the one from the main house into the hall. That was good.
And you got some donated furniture from your parents and a refrigerator.
Yeah, they did donate those. Awesome new fridge, or well, their old fridge, but an awesome fridge here. Yeah. Nice to have a new fridge here. The couches, like you said, I'm glad those found an awesome home here.
Got some new gorilla carts for trucking around your suitcases or doing work on the ranch. All kinds of different stuff here.
When you brought out all the bikes, and then the guests started riding around on bikes, enjoying it and seeing it from that perspective, that was really sweet.
Yeah, James has a bunch of bikes in a container.
So the guests were very appreciative, very happy, very grateful.
Very humbled, very blessed to have been crew this season, this summer. And I've learned so much. I know I've grown and expanded and made really good friends and met so many interesting people. I'm going to go visit them if I can.
We grew our family.
We're gonna get some waves going there again.
Yeah, it really put what service is in a completely different, practical, real perspective. And beautiful experience.
Yeah, and for years I never understood what that meant.
Well, it just is coming here, you know, I'd heard it's important to serve and be of service, but being here and being part of the crew and what we've done with the land and what we've done individually is we've been able to use our own talents and with those combined talents it's really made this place shine and be part of that, and it just put a whole new definition of the term for me, and it's been total pleasure doing things that if I were at home doing them I'd probably be grumbling.
Yeah, it's interesting. The whole service is such a reward, and I never really truly had experiences where that was the fact.
Yeah, yeah. It's not a job, but it's a job, but it's not a job.
Right.
It's a passion. And be of service and to be out in nature is so grateful for it.
And you get, like, all these talented people here, you know, you get to have access to things and, you know, you get massages once in a while, you get tuning fork sessions twice, you get quantum biofeedback, you get to experience all kinds of different things here.
TPRS sessions,
doing our group clearings and meditations.
Yeah, learning that in a practical way has been one of the key things for me as a takeaway.
And learning from other crew, you know, so much about nature and about crops and orchards and harvesting and just bugs and fungi.
Animals. Chickens. I've had some mahas.
The chicks. Tending to the sheep, walking the pastures when we needed to move the sprinklers a lot. It was kind of a drag, it seemed, but, oh, man, there's some interesting spots on the land just doing the service. Pretty cool. Learning about the sluice back there and how the pond, you know, gets filled and managed the amount of water. And
it takes a lot to run a 70-acre ranch, doesn't it?
Oh, gosh. I mean, there's so much going on here. Besides the new build-out and just the day-to-day chores, there's maintenance because things wear out, break down.
Constant maintenance.
We had a lot of great guests, benefactors that come semi-frequently to kind of help out with those issues if we don't have the skill set here. That's why we're always looking for really, you know, unique and competent crew with talents that can be applied here. And it's invariably, it's like when the guests get here, that you get here when you're supposed to get here.
Yeah.
You know, people have been trying to come here forever or when they're on here, they're way finally, and I had that experience. I could relate to so many stories from guests. You wouldn't believe the obstacles I came across trying to get here. Or the guys that came up, and I had to talk to them about where they had parked because they were in the wrong area. But he goes, yeah, I've been trying to get here for 5 years. And I'm like, well, where do you live? He says, Portland. And I go, come on. It's an hour and a half away. Really?
Yeah, I heard a lot of that. So this has been on my bucket list. Finally made it.
But those little, you know, frequencies out there, they don't want people to get here. They're going to get turned on to a whole nother level and power up.
Speaking of which. Well, it's so interesting how the land, you know, draws the people that need to be here, like you said, too. You know, when we have little things break down, we have a
electrician show
up, or you know, we have a big project planned, and you know, we have a construction guy for 2.5 months in the beginning of the year, and
or the guy that was here, Tex. He was a solar RV installer, and we had the stuff out by the upper garden there that James wanted to get rigged up, and did that, and we had these lights over by the cabin. Unfortunately, he wasn't here for that. He was, but people...
Brendan with the organic farming and orchard and...
Yeah, energy. And we were kind of ebbing, and we'd lost a lot of crew because people were, had other commitments. And he came 2 weeks early. He was up on the mountain. And we'll live up there for another 2 weeks with his chocolate, almonds, and...
Venison. He came for the James's Ambassador Conference, and that's where I met him. That's when I came. And I had that experience that I felt like I was leaving home and that it was calling me back. So that's why after the 8-8 Lionsgate meditation, you guys, well, we need some crew.
Yeah.
And I just had that calling, and I gave it 24 hours to just make sure it wasn't a whim. And it was still there, so I applied and got the call from Bonita, and here I am.
And stay until the end of October.
Yeah.
Wow, it's beautiful.
And everyone loves your cooking.
Yeah. It's a team effort. Thank you, Roberta.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, we got a dishwasher that works now.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a dishwasher in the house. Woo!
Use real plates, and not all the time, but most of the time now. That was kind of fun.
You know,
lots of upgrades.
I went, this is changing the subject, but I went on a trip back to where I live, and I was in a grocery store, and I was trying to find the pancake mix that we use here, and it created a conversation with several people, but I was talking to them about how I was volunteering and I was living in a tent and how I loved it and that I was having a hard time sleeping in rooms.
Yeah.
And the guy that I was talking to just said, you know, like, your energy is so refreshing and so light. You know, I want to talk to you more. And it's like, I'm leaving tomorrow, you know? But it was such a compliment to the experience here because, you know, not knowing somebody and really just talking about pancake mix and living in a tent, it was just like, but your energy is just, you know, so different.
It is.
It that was just an attest to me of just the power of being able to be here and, you know, experience it as it is. Things happen that we're not even conscious of, and you kind of go out into neighborhoods or places where you've been before, but your interaction with people are very different, and your perspective is very different.
Very much so.
And I'm really grateful because it makes you kind of question and look at how can I incorporate this once I'm not here anymore, and it for me it's just a kind of, you know, how can I be more of a simplification and enjoy the elements much more as they are rather than thinking that they have to be filtered through any man-made things or
it needs to be changed or you need to
changed,
yeah
or,
your
yeah.
idea or, you know,
I love my tent. I mean, you know, it's cold now. It's too cold to sleep in it, but I miss sleeping in my tent. It's very sweet.
And where else can you get zucchini pancakes like this?
Right?
That's true.
Pumpkin spice.
Well, thanks, everybody, for joining us this week on As You Wish Talk Radio. I'm Adam, and this is the rest of the crew here. Hopefully you got to meet everyone, or hopefully you came out this year to come visit. We're excited for next year, and... just overjoyed to be able to share this experience with everyone who comes and overjoyed for the experience James has provided for all of us. And until next time, keep a open mind, loving heart, and pure intent.